Good morning, Chelvest and Caldicott and Chelston Rise. It's Saturday the 4th of April and this is Adrian Dale with the daily briefing for the village. Yesterday it was announced by Matt Hancock that 684 more people had lost their lives to COVID-19 in the 24 hours up until 5 p.m. on Thursday. And as you listen to this, the figures for Friday are being collated by the government and they might be much, much worse. Sadly, two nurses and two healthcare assistants are amongst the ones who lost their lives on Thursday. They were just doing their duty, helping others, caring for the very sick. And sadly, they paid the ultimate price. When NHS workers die on duty, you know we're at war. Now, for many people in the village, these figures were a huge shock. And I had several conversations with very worried residents on Friday afternoon. Unfortunately, I wasn't surprised at all by the figures. Lynn and I have been doing a lot of research and analysis each day to try and understand what's happening. The way the virus affects people seems to vary with age and any underlying health conditions. Some succumb quickly, very unfortunately. Others seem to take 10 to 14 days to contract the illness and deteriorate to the point at which hospitalisation is required. So many of the people, 2,200 of them, that died in the last 4 days will have contracted the disease just as the lockdown came into force on the 23rd. Some will have been out on the Friday night just as the pubs closed. Others will have been out enjoying themselves, congregating in the parks and on the beaches. But many of those who succumbed will have been staying indoors and unfortunately will have contracted the virus from those who were out enjoying themselves. So if ever there was a lesson to be learned, this is it. Stay home and stay safe. So when will it end? Well, by Friday of next week, we will know whether social distancing is working. Hospitalizations should be coming down and death rates should start falling a few days afterwards. However, let's be realistic for a minute. The government wouldn't be building so many Nightingale hospitals if they didn't think they'd be needed. So brace yourself, folks. Next week is going to be rocky. Now, on a more positive note, the news from the supermarkets was very good yesterday. They're almost fully stocked and no one needs to go short at all. Waitrose, Asda and Lidl are all safe places to shop. Every precaution you could hope for is being taken. Unfortunately, Aldi is struggling and I, for one, won't be going back there until I've heard that they've improved. Asda's now released more slots for collection and delivery, and yesterday I saw Tesco and Morrison's vans in the village. But Asda's gone one stage further. They've launched a prepaid shopping card for use by volunteers. The card holder can top up the card online and then hand it to a volunteer to shop on their behalf. No cash needs to change hands. To have developed and launched this in 2 weeks is just amazing, and Asda, I salute you for that. And finally, the love of animals in the village came shining through again. Donations have continued to flow in for Nana's rescue, and now hedgehogs are getting the rock star treatment as they emerge from hibernation. In the face of huge adversity, this village still has time to care. So thank you, Chelveston, Caldicott and Chelston Rise.